This is Carl the Jackal Frampton.
Hi, this is David Healy.
Hello, this is Stephen Ferris.
Hi, I'm Bethany Ferris.
My name is Shola Amiobi.
I'm Jonas Gutierrez.
Hi, this is Harry Kuehl.
You're listening to The Score.
The Score with Michael Clark. I'm a man.
And welcome along to The Score with me, Michael Clark. This is a Bet McLean Cup final special. Linfield versus Portadown this Sunday at the National Football Stadium at Windsor Park. Who will get their name on this year's trophy? On today's show, we speak to manager David Healy and two of his players from the Linfield camp, goalkeeper Chris Johns and defender Daniel Finlayson. And from Portadown, their gaffer Niall Curry on the show, as well as Lee Chapman and Gary Thompson. And before all that, we've got a journalist on to give us his thoughts ahead of Sunday's showdown. It is all coming up right here on The Score.
The Score with Michael Clark.
Yes, welcome along to the programme. We are going to hear from the players and the managers from both finalists very soon indeed. But before we do that, let's get the view of a journalist and a man who has seen plenty of both of these teams this season and down through the years. It's a very warm welcome onto The Score to Stuart McKinley. Stuart, how are you?
I'm good, Michael. Thank you for having me on for my prestigious debut on the show.
And what a debut it shall be. No finer man for the occasion. And look, elephant in the room, I know you're a big Portadown fan. I think most people know you're a big Portadown fan. So before we deal with the professional side of things, personally, how excited are you for this final?
Well, if they don't, they do now. It's great to get the final. You know, it's been a few years since Portadown have got the one. You know, it was 2015, the Irish Cup final, since they were last in a final. So it's a massive day out for the town. It's a town steeped in football history, going back, you know, donkey's years, back to the early 60s when they were a force without actually winning anything at that stage. And then obviously you get to the 90s when, you know, it was littered with finals reported on. So it's a big day, and the ticket sales are huge, and it's the first time Portadown have been in a final like this one, you know, the Sunday final at Windsor Park as well. I think we go back to 2010 when they played Linfield in the Irish Cup final, so it would be a similar occasion to that. And that was a really entertaining cup final that day. Linfield won 2-1, but it was one of the best cup finals for tension and nerves and jeopardy right to the very end. So hopefully we get another one like that.
I have really loved the build-up in recent days to the final. The stuff that's going out in social media from the Northern Ireland Football League, pitting David Jeffrey against Philip Major, where they have contentious topics to debate, you know, who's better, Vinnie Arkins or Spike Ferguson, and all those sort of things. Who was a better team, the clean sweep side or the Ports team that won back-to-back leagues and the, you know, the double in the early 90s? All that sort of stuff. We love a bit of a debate, and it's been really fun seeing that play out.
Yeah, someone did ask me my thoughts on the striker debate. Oh, it's a fantastic debate, and two wonderful strikers, wonderful goal scorers, but also guys who did so much in their own box. So many people will tell you the defending that they did, you know, winning headers at corners, just solid all round performers. Heart and head, it's one of those ones that I just can't think of an answer to either of those. I obviously watched the double winning team 91 great footballing team, but I also spent a lot of the Linfield clean sweep season reporting on Linfield, and I could still name you the 11 that David Jeffrey fielded most weeks. I could name you the 11 that won the League and Cup double back to back league titles and then won the double with Portadown as well. But three absolutely solid teams. It would be heart and head with both of those deciding who comes out on top. But it's one that they'll never come up against each other, so we'll never actually decide properly. It's just it's a game of opinions, but that's football all over, I suppose.
It is. I mean, I have said this in the past. I would love it to get to a stage where we get the Irish League into those computer games. You know, the, well, it used to be called FIFA. You know, I'm sure me it's like EAFC and its latest guys. If we can, if we could get it onto that platform, and then you could start to, I don't know, would they allow us classic teams, or maybe at least you could edit things. But we can certainly dream. Looking at the teams in present day, it's no surprise Linfield are going to carry a massive favourites tag going into this one. They are still challenging in the Irish Cup. They're still challenging to get back the Gibson Cup, and that's some battle that they're locked in presently. And Portadown are looking to get back into the Premiership. But in terms of this one on Sunday, how big of an ask is it for Portadown? How much pressure and expectation is on Linfield?
I think it is a big ask for Portadown, and all the pressure and expectation is on Linfield, as it is in 99% of games that Linfield play. If Linfield don't beat a team that's playing currently in the Championship, there'll be massive questions asked. Saying that, it's not an impossible task for Portadown. And they'll take so much from last Friday night when they played Cliftonville in the Irish Cup. Fine margins. Yes, Cliftonville hit the woodwork twice, but Portadown hit the woodwork. A defensive mistake, you have to say, for the first goal, then Portadown go up the pitch and have a goal disallowed for offside, which, looking back on it, was probably the right decision. It was a good actual call from the linesman because it looked very, very close. But I think he just about got it right. And then another defensive error for the second goal. It's one of those things that when you're conceding goals that are avoidable, I think it gives managers a little bit of hope because of the word cut open. That's a completely different scenario that you've got to work on something else. But I think Portadown will take, like I say, a lot from that. The pressure and the expectation is on Linfield because so much is stacked in their favour. Whether they're playing at Windsor Park, they're going to be backed by a huge crowd. They've got the quality of player from 1-11 or 1-18. But we know football doesn't always work like that. And I look back at the 2016 Irish Cup final when so much was stacked in Linfield's odds, and Glenavon went and beat them that day, basically because Linfield didn't turn up, which is a very, very strange thing to say about Linfield. You always expect them to turn up on the big occasion. You just never know. The mentality just may not be right on the day, and Portadown, who have got nothing to lose, might come out and snatch it, which would be a remarkable story for the league.
Someone remarked to me earlier this week that when you get into a final with Linfield, there's an air of inevitability about it all. But the closer you get to kickoff, even the most pessimistic fan starts to come around to the idea that what if, just what if this happens? And the excitement around this final is clear for everyone to see.
That's it. I agree with you there. Yeah, there's probably a percentage of Portadown fans on Sunday going down the M1 not expecting anything at all until they arrive at Windsor Park when the atmosphere kicks in and they think, yeah, maybe, just all we need is one chance. And the longer the game might stay at 0-0, we've all seen so many cagey finals down the years that have finished 1-0 with a scruffy goal or something like that. There was a string of Irish Cup finals through the 90s into the 2000s that were like that, when they were very uninspiring. If it's a day like that, and you get to the hour without a goal, that's when maybe the hope maybe starts to kick in with Portadown, depending on the pattern of the game. You know, it could be that Linfield are dominating for that amount of time and Portadown are hanging on. The flip side is it could be the other way around, although that might seem unlikely. But yeah, the longer it goes 0-0, there's a tail out there that, you know, the Linfield fans do start to get unrestless the longer a game goes 0-0, especially at Windsor. And again, it is a final, but it is at Linfield's home ground. So in that case, if they're getting itchy, Portadown start to get a bit of belief. You just never know. And it only takes one chance, one mistake, one set piece, one speculative shot from 30 yards from someone, and the game could turn.
you know, maybe in years gone by for teams like Linfield, the League Cup wouldn't have held just as much importance as it has done in recent years. And I don't say that as a slight. I just feel that way. I don't know if you do too, because of the level of competition for all the other cups currently that the top flight teams are battling for.
I do think that the European money has changed things a little bit in the Irish League, and it's become a bit similar to the other leagues across Europe. You know, they're competing for the top four in England to try and get into the Champions League, because that's where the money is. Now clubs are trying to compete for the European playoff places, because again, that's where the money is, and that sustains the full-time clubs, or helps the other clubs who have maybe got ambitions to go full-time. Can they get into Europe on a regular basis and do that, which then maybe pushes the League Cup down the order of priority. But I would say your record, you know, on your Wikipedia pages won't tell you how many times you finished in the top four. It'll tell you how many trophies the team won. Everybody wants to have something that they can put their hands on, something that they can show at the end of the day, at the end of the season. And you want to be able to bring people in and show them your trophy cabinet with something in it. You don't put laminated league tables in a trophy cabinet and say, look how many times we finished in the top four, look how many times we got into the European playoffs. It's all about winning things. And for players, they want to have a medal to show someone at the end of their career. Again, it's nobody will look down their records and say how many times they finished in the top four place in a league table. Yes, it helps the club, it helps the profile. You want to win things, and historically Linfield have won so much over the piece in their 130 odd years of history. Portadown not so much, but they'd have a spell, obviously, as we talked about, sort of the 90s into the 2000s, where they won things. Fans want to go and have a day out and celebrate winning something. You know, I don't see that the feeling of finishing top four, finishing in the European playoff, is quite the same as winning a trophy.
And when you look through the history of this competition, this is the fifth time Portadown have reached the final of it. Linfield, for them, it's the 15th, and of which they have won it on 11 occasions. Most recently, of course, last season against Coleraine, with those goals from Cooper and the Chris Shields penalty. Chris Shields out of the final. He's a big figure. I'm sure any time an underdog's coming into a game, they're looking for little areas where they can exploit weakness. I'm wondering, when you're looking at Linfield, because obviously their history is not going to work where you're going to find any weakness, if you're looking at them on this season, is there anything Portadown can target? Is there anywhere you can glean a little opportunity here? Or is this going to be defend and hope for a wee bit of luck?
It could be the defend and hope for a wee bit of luck scenario. But yes, Chris Shields is a massive player in the Irish League. You know, he got the player of the year in his first season in the Irish League for a very, very good reason. He was superb. I actually remember seeing him against Portadown at Windsor Park in that season, where he played left side centre half, which isn't his position. He doesn't like playing in the back. He's a midfielder and a very, very good one. But he was Linfield's most potent attacking threat that day from left centre half, which says a lot about him as a player. You take a player like that out of any team, they're going to miss him. But Linfield can fit in Jamie Mulgrew, can fit in Kel McLean, who's in my book having a very good season. He's really stepped up. So they've still got that quality. You just don't know who's going to take their penalties in. So that may be something that Portadown can look at, even if they can see the penalty. They haven't got their best penalty taker stepping up. But there's quality there in that Linfield team if they perform. That is the question. If they perform, I've seen them a couple of times recently, and they weren't just quite in the groove that Linfield can hit. They stuttered a bit against Glenavon at Warnview Park, scored a late goal, thought they'd won it, and then conceded. And David wasn't particularly happy that day, David Healy. I saw them at Loughall, where I thought Loughall had shaded the first half of the game. They probably had more chances than Linfield, although Linfield had better chances, if you know what I mean. Linfield then do what they do. They score two quick goals, and although Loughall got one back quick soon after, the job was done. But that's what Linfield can do. At times they can win games without playing particularly well, and again, I suppose if that's what happens on Sunday, their names engraved on the trophy, and there's no brackets on it saying didn't play particularly well but still won, then they'll take that.
Their route to the final has come through Queen's University. They've beaten Glentoran. They went all the way to penalties in the game against Larne. Dramatic finish in which they obviously came out on top with some young guns firing on all cylinders. They had a tricky enough time against Dungannon Swifts, but 1-2-1. And if we look at how Portadown have come through this Premiership scalps, a bit like how their season has gone. It's not just in this competition they've been doing that, but initially it was victory in the first round against Coke United before they got the 2-1 win at Shamrock Park against Crusaders, a home win against Loughgall, and then going to Mournview in the semi-final, and they really, really impressed me in that semi-final, one that I had the privilege to work at, and they're going to need that sort of resilience again here if they're to get anything.
They will. Both teams have had a difficult enough route to get to the final, so they both deserve to be there. You know, for Linfield, going to the Oval, going to Denver Park, and like you say, a tricky semi-final away to Dungannon. They've earned their place in the final. Portadown have done well getting to the final. They deservedly beat Crusaders. They were the better team that night. I would argue that point with anyone. And in the semi-final at Mournview, they got the job done. It wasn't a particularly great game of football. It wasn't, you know, a fantastically entertaining game that'll live long in the mind. They got the job done. They got the penalty, which I'm still not 100% sure it was a penalty. And then defended really, really well, just like they did against Crusaders. You know, neither Doogie Wilson or Luke Wilson are natural defenders. They haven't been central defenders throughout their career. They're having really, really good seasons, and they're performing well when it matters. And I think that Portadown maybe missed Doogie Wilson in that quarterfinal last week against Cliftonville. So that would be the bedrock where they build on. If Portadown defend well, they're solid enough in midfield. Niall Curry has said he wishes he had Gary Thompson years ago. Gary played in the cup final for Crusaders just last season, so he knows what playing in cup finals is about. And then when you've got someone like Ryan Mays in your team, he's banged in goals all season. He's a confident player. He's got skills to burn. He's someone that Linfield are going to have to keep an eye on, because if he doesn't need too much to get away and nick a goal, and he's probably, you know, Portadown's version of what Linfield have in Joe Cooper. He's a threat, and say he only needs one moment, and if that one moment comes when Portadown can keep a clean sheet, that's the shock.
And you look at the Portadown team, the one thing is the January recruits, with the exception of Zach Barr, are cup tied now. It's therefore the cup run team, so they've got this far, so you shouldn't write them off. But how big a blow is it not having the January additions, which do seem to have helped the Ports in the league?
Yeah, I think that's where the problem may come in around the midfield area. Defensively, the defence is pretty much the defence that they've had throughout the season. Barr being available is a big help up front, where they'll have Mays, Fife, Kenny Kane across there, but missing the guys that they brought through in midfield might leave them a little bit light, and that's where most games of football are won, in that midfield area, and that is where Linfield are very, very strong, with the guys we mentioned earlier, Mulgrew and Kyle McLean. Mulgrew's been a top player in the league for the best part of 20 years, and he's still going, and I don't see where his performances are any different now really than they were when he started out. He might be a little bit slower, but he's never blessed with massive pace anyway, so that's not really a massive factor. It could hurt Portadown in that midfield area. But like I say, the defence are very familiar with each other. Barr being up front, he's a big, what we would call probably a burly striker back in the day. Mm-hmm. He used to see a lot more strikers of his ilk years ago. If him and Mays and Fife can click, and they can get the ball through to them, they're familiar with each other, so they know what each other's going to do. But yeah, Niall did try to to freshen up the squad and strengthen it, because even we had guys that were carrying injuries, and you know, we might have to play guys on one leg like he did in the semi-final.
And before we get into the interviews with the managers and the players, I've let you get away without making predictions or making a statement one way or the other in terms of the greatest striker or the greatest teams, but you have to give us an idea who you think is going to win and what you think the score is going to be here on Sunday.
It's hard to look past Linfield. They're second in the Premiership and they're playing the team third in the Championship. You know, I don't think too many people who are letting their head rule their heart would be going to the bookies to put money on Portadown. I'm not a betting man, but if I was, I wouldn't be risking too much of my hard-earned cash on a Portadown win. Yeah, all the expectations are that the Linfield win this and win it by a couple of goals, and they beat Coleraine by a couple of goals last season, and that's probably what you're expecting this time out. It's not a crazy statement to say the first goal could dictate a lot. If Portadown nick one, then it could change things. It puts pressure on. But if Linfield get the first goal, then you do expect them to go on and win comfortably.
Always good talking to you, Stuart. Thank you very much for coming on to the Score. I knew it would be a great debut for you. And, I obviously am completely neutral on Sunday, but enjoy the final and may the best team win.
Well, that's it. Can we say we hope football will be the winner? Is that too cliche?
You just have. Yeah, let's go along with that. Stuart McKinley, thanks for coming on to the programme.
Thank you, Michael.
The Score with Michael Clark.
Good man is Stuart. Now let's get into the thoughts and feelings of those involved. Last week, the Northern Ireland Football League very kindly put on a media event to get us all hyped up for the final, and we were able to grab a chat with some of the key men involved. We're going to start with Linfield defender Daniel Finlayson.
The Score with Michael Clark.
I'm sure you're looking forward to another League Cup final, and from a Linfield perspective, hoping to retain the cup.
Yeah, of course. Looking forward to it. It's a big occasion for the players, the fans and the staff. So hopefully we can get a repeat of last year and retain the title. But we're looking forward to it. We know the fans are coming out in their numbers. And it's going to be a good occasion.
You know, most times going into a match, you're going to be favourites anyway, but especially against a team from the league below. They're going to say they've nothing to lose. Is complacency your biggest threat here, or what are you anticipating?
No. I mean, sometimes these occasions are a sort of lose-lose situation where if you win, you're expected to win. If you lose, and it's a disaster. But no, we're treating this game as every other game, as if it's a top six side. You know, we know that Portadown are a good side. They've had a good run. There's no surprise they're here. They deserve to be here. You know, I played them a few times last year. I actually think this year they're a better side. We're not. There's no complacency in the squad. You know, I think if you talk to the manager and some of the players, you know, it doesn't creep into us. You know, every game's the same for us. It's just about getting 3 points, and if that's in the league or if it's in the cup, it's about moving past the next round. And of course, this one's a cup final, so at the end of it, it's the trophy.
And when you look at the cup run that you've had, some very big opponents already dispatched.
No, yeah, of course, that's how you win things. You know, you need to take out the big boys first. It's been a real difficult run for us in the cup. But you know, that makes it a bit more sweeter when you win things, and you know, you get to occasions like this. It means you deserve it. I think this one, this final against Portadown, is just as challenging as your other teams we've played. But we're right on track for it.
And when you look through, the Larne game is hard to really look past in terms of, you know, big moments in the season, and like any big game, it always is a player you maybe don't expect just as much, and Braden Graham.
No, yeah, of course, that game was a bit surreal at some points. You know, we were winning, then we were losing in the space of 2 minutes, and then young Braden kind of came up and a wonder kind of strike. But I think that's been the story of our season, where, you know, young lads have stepped up and they've met expectation, and you know, everyone plays a part in the squad, and you know, that's kind of mentality we've got here, is you're never kind of beat. An event shows that Larne game and that resilience that we had, and we're going to need that come the 10th of March.
And young players certainly have got their chance this season, partly through injuries and other things, but I'm sure they're not too worried about that. How impressed have you been with those players having to step up?
No, yeah, I think these players have earned the right to play. These young lads, they've got nothing to fear, nothing to lose, and they come in and do the job. You know, I said previously, players like Josh Archer, Rhys Annett, they've done brilliant. They've came in and actually won his games at points. If they're called upon on the cup final, I've got no doubt that they'll come and do their job, and they're confident lads in there, and I really hope that they get the chance and they play well.
And in terms of the season going forwards, I don't know, do you need confidence at this stage? Does this match and potentially winning it help you in terms of the run-in and your league campaign?
No, yeah, I think, listen, I think this game is, take the league aside, I think this is a big occasion for the players, and it's a cup game, it's something to enjoy. If we do win the cup, that of course that makes everything a bit easier and it gives us a bit more confidence, and it's something that I don't think we're lacking. I think after the week we've had, I think we've showed that we can come back from any sort of setback, and it's not really about confidence, it's more mentality, and I think when you play for this club, that's something you need to have.
And finally, will any of your friends or family be making the journey over for the occasion?
Yeah, of course. my family are coming, except for my dad. He can't come because he's working, so I'm gutted about that. I'm glad my dad isn't coming, but I'm sure he'll be watching. But they're all coming over from Glasgow, so hopefully do them proud.
We won't need to look too far for them, we'll hear them first.
yeah, maybe my mum, I'm not sure.
The Score with Michael Clark.
Was that Daniel Finlayson hoping that the family don't let the side down? I'm sure not. Very big day for all the families involved as well going along. And no matter whether you're favourites or not, always a little nervous, I'd say, when you're watching someone out there on the pitch performing and hoping that it ends up being their day. Now, we can move on to one of Daniel's teammates, goalkeeper Chris Johns. And my first question to him was, what does he think about everyone talking about them as big favourites and expecting them to win? Maybe not a new thing when you're Linfield, right enough, but Portadown pose a threat, don't they?
Absolutely. Favourites mean nothing in cup finals. It's a massive occasion. We're all looking forward to it, and we know the threat Portadown pose, so yeah, it'll be a tough match.
And as holders as well, naturally you don't want to give it back?
Absolutely not. Yeah, no, naturally, yeah.
What was the final like for you last year, and what are your recollections of it?
Electric atmosphere, an absolute buzz around the place. Not being able to hear yourself think on the pitch. It was a brilliant occasion, and memories were created that day for sure.
Playing in front of even bigger crowds, it really is special, isn't it? I mean, those are the days that you will look back on. In the moment, though, when you're trying to shout an instruction to your fullback or centre back, and they're going, "What? What's that like?"
Not frustrated. It is what it is. It's part of being part of those big games. So, the whole thing's a fantastic experience. Really looking forward to this one as well.
And from what other players have been saying, families, play a big part in it too. There's the result, which nearly takes care of itself. You all go out there and you try and do your job as best you can. But it seems a lot of people are bringing their friends and families along, and there's a wee bit of extra pressure to try and make everybody proud and leave them going home happy.
Yeah, possibly. Yes, some guys might feel that. It's hard to say. It's a cup final at the end of the day. It's as big as it can get. So, that's what I say.
And with it being on Sky, I don't know if you want to throw any of your teammates under the bus, or is anyone going to go out and get nice haircuts ahead of this, new pair of boots? Who's most likely to want to show off?
Most likely. There's a few names. I'm going to say Chris McKee, most likely, for the sharpest haircut you'll see on that sort of a day.
So he has to score a goal then to make up for that if he's going to try and be a bit flashy. He has to reward the team with a goal.
He absolutely has to score probably two or three.
Looking at the run through this, and I said this to Daniel, everyone I think looks at that Larne game and just how important obviously Braden's goal was, but you still had to come through a shootout. And in those moments, what's your preparation? How do you approach a penalty shootout?
Don't overthink it. I think you can easily overthink these things, and when you're not in a when you're in your own head too much, you don't perform. We've not won many penalty shootouts with Linfield, and I might have been guilty of overthinking things too much. I think it would just take a few deep breaths and pick a side and see what happens.
I was talking to Aaron Hogg about this on the programme recently. He was saying ahead of a shootout they had, goalkeeping coach had the infamous water bottle with the notes, he tends to go this way, he tends to go that way. As players, if you were given that instruction, maybe you are given those instructions, would you be inclined to follow them, or do you prefer to just trust your own instincts as you're kind of looking down the barrel?
Most players are capable of putting them both sides of the net. So if one player's got a real tendency, doesn't deviate, then you know what you're doing. But if you know someone who can go both ways, you got to sort of, you get an inkling, you get a bit of a feeling. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong.
And I'm curious, because I heard this said on TV, I think it was Danny Murphy had said it, but if goalkeeper just stood still, they're bound to save one or two, because there's always a couple of players try and play it down the middle. Mm. Is that the most terrifying thought in the shootout, of not diving nearly as a goalkeeper?
you're getting into the weeds here. I'm not so sure. I have stood for a couple, and I've been right once or twice, and obviously looked a bit silly when you're wrong. But there's some players definitely have that in them as well. So we'll see what happens.
One of the things that we've looked at this season is the young players emerging through this Linfield squad, really stepping up and taking responsibility for them. This will be, a really defining moment so early on in their careers. Is there a responsibility there for maybe for some of the older players to help them get through the occasion?
It'll not define their careers. It's an early cup final in their journey. It'll be a great experience for them. They'll love the occasion, it'll hopefully set them on a good path.
Yeah, milestones may be a better word.
Milestone, there we go.
Yeah, and just in closing, what are your thoughts on the campaign as a whole? How much, I suppose finals, they always judge on trophies at the end of the season. The League Cup is part of the equation. It's probably not the whole equation.
It's definitely one of the big trophies though. We've got a couple more to try and win as well. So fingers crossed we see what happens.
The Score with Michael Clark.
And what about the thoughts of the Linfield manager, David Healy? My opening question to him was, how pleasing was it that they are back in another Bet McLean Cup final, having won it last year?
Yeah, you must be getting a few quid for keep throwing out Bet McLean. You'll be speaking to Mr. McLean looking for a couple of free bet offers, or you keep throwing that out, Michael.
Just doing my job.
Yeah, looking forward to it. We enjoyed the occasion last year. I came to the final and watched Corian against Cliftonville the previous year, so it was a competition that we wanted to do well in. We got the opportunity last year. I thought we performed well and eventually went on to win, so we're looking forward to it this year. Of course, we want to retain it, but Portadown will pose a huge threat. They have an experienced manager in Niall. They have an experienced group of players, and the great thing that you could say about Portadown is, now, if you pitch them into the top flight in the league, I think they would cope pretty well with the players, the quality that they have, and certainly with Niall's experience.
How much of an opportunity have you had to have them watched or watch them yourself?
Yeah, I've seen them a few times. Again, we'll get a good opportunity on Friday against Cliftonville in the Irish Cup, which again gives you a better understanding what and who they may play, with Cliftonville being a really top side. So the shackles will be off Portadown. I've no doubt Portadown and Niall will be coming into it and basically saying it's a free hit for them. That's what most people say when they come to Windsor, but there's still going to be a little bit of pressure and maybe a wee bit of nerves, as there will be, and myself. If you don't have them butterflies and excitement going into the cup final, it's pointless being in the job. So we know, I know, and everybody else knows that we will go into it as huge favourites. And if we go and perform to levels I know we can perform and Portadown perform, hopefully we have one or two more match winners than they do.
And when you talk to your players ahead of the final, does the team talk change? They probably know what's expected of them.
No, I don't think it changes. Again, us as managers, sometimes we tell little white lies in the press and talk about one game at a time and everything else. But, my job is to stay calm, focused, certainly on the day. We have
big league games that we play with other big games throughout the year. There is moments in the season where you can go and get after your players, but one thing that you don't want to be doing is making the players edgy, doing something completely different that you wouldn't do on a normal match day, going into the cup final. And I say, hopefully with my knowledge and experience and some of the staff, the experience that we have in and around, the experienced players that we have in and around, boys who have been successful for numerous years and overseen multiple trophy successes, that everybody can stay calm, enjoy the day, and make sure that we come out of it in the right end.
And we've seen through your cup run that there's nearly a different hero each round, isn't there? The Larne game, you've got the obviously Braden Graham, the impact he makes is incredible, but Chris Jones still has to save penalties, other players have to score penalties. Joel Cooper's performance against Glentoran and Cal McLean's performance in the last round, it's nearly a case of who wants to step up and do it in the final.
Yeah, and you know, people look at it and, as I said, on paper, you know, we will be favourites, but we've done a lot of hard work to get here. We certainly don't want to throw that away or waste the opportunity that we've now got. When you draw Glentoran away, Larne away, two of the most challenging places in terms of travelling to, we came through that unscathed, albeit having to work hard and probably rode our luck a little bit maybe at Larne, but you know, the youngsters really stood up that night. The young players, they grafted, they showed a little bit of real quality when we needed. Young Braden coming off the bench and doing what he done, going to the penalty shootout, and you Dockery, Reece and Ed, Braden Graham all stepping up, having the bravery and the confidence and the belief in themselves to go and deliver the penalty shootout was a brilliant outcome. And then, you know, we found ourselves down to 10 men again down at Dungannon. Dungannon approved not only with ourselves but others this year that they're tricky customers. They've got a good squad, and I've no doubt not only will they improve for this year, but they'll certainly be miles better again for it next year. So we've done a lot of hard work, and I say my message to the players is now that, you know, it's an opportunity. Let's go and perform and enjoy it.
And just finally, you've had to navigate through injuries, and Chris Shields, unfortunately, is the latest player and looks like he's going to be out the remainder of the season. The flip side of that is it's a chance for someone else to step in and make a name for themselves, isn't it, on a big occasion like a cup final?
Yeah, Chris is a huge player. You know, he's influential, he's experienced, he's got a huge amount of quality on the pitch. So we lose that, but what we don't lose is Chris's experience in and around it still. We have other more experienced players in the dressing room, like, you know, Mulgrew, Miller, Clarks, McLean's, people like that who have overseen multiple trophy successes. So it's important that, you know, I said at the start of the season that we would probably have a little bit of naivety in around the squad with the average age of the squad sort of coming down, but the younger players give you honesty, they give you hard work, they give you endeavour. Yes, of course they're going to make the odd mistake here or there, which we've done this year, but more importantly for me to see these people thrive on the job. And when you take Josh Archer, who'll play in the cup final now, because, you know, Chris is obviously out of the cup final. He's played the last two, three games and been exceptional. So with a disappointment of one going out, opens the door now for somebody like Josh Archer, Reece and Ed, Braden Graham, Aidan Dockery, some of these boys to step up to the plate and go and prove that they could be heroes on the day.
The Score with Michael Clark.
So that's what the holders have to say. What about the Shamrock Park outfit that are hoping to take that cup away from Linfield and bring it back down the road to Portadown? We are going to hear from manager Niall Curry shortly. We also have Gary Thompson coming up. But before we hear from them, let's hear from Lee Chapman. And initially, I was interested to hear his thoughts on this final and the experience that he has in the competition. He's been on the wrong side. Is this a chance to go one better?
Yeah, I was saying that. I came quite early in my career. I think it was my first year in the Irish League. We got to the final and lost to the Ballymena. But I was saying, I think as you get older, you realise that unless you're playing for a big team, these don't come very often. So despite the nerves and kind of all the build-up, you have to try and enjoy it as much as you can, because it's a privilege to be playing in a cup final. But hopefully this time things go a little bit differently, and it's not just a runners-up medal that sits in a drawer that nobody ever sees.
And when you look at the teams you've had to come through, it's been far from a straightforward run.
Yeah, I think it's over the past three or four rounds mostly been Premiership teams, so Crusaders, Loughall, Glenavon, kind of big teams that have been in good form this season. So it's been a tough run. I think that can give us a bit of confidence that on our day, if we turn up and play well, we can compete with teams from the Premiership.
And looking at that, you know, throughout the course of the season, even outside of this competition, when you play Premiership teams, you've been managing to beat them. What's the secret to success there? Is it because you're a Premiership team in the Championship, or how would you assess it?
No, I don't think there's any such secret. I think, as I said, it shows on a one-off occasion we can match teams. Our challenge has been doing that consistently in the league campaign, because ultimately that's the truest reflection on who you are as a team. So I think it shows that we can compete, and potentially may suit us a bit better in terms of the onus is more on them to come and break us down, and we can sit in and then hit on the counter. Maybe that's why we've been slightly better. But again, I think the league form is the truest reflection of who you are, and that's something that we definitely need to improve on.
Do you think, when you look through your squad, there was a conversation between myself and Darren Murphy before the semi-final of how many players have been there and done it, you know, that experience and how valuable that can be. Do you think that's part of what's been able to see you through, even if on paper Portadown Football Club is supposedly the underdog in the game, actually being able to manage those type of challenges has given you a little bit of an edge on occasions?
Yeah, I think it definitely helps to have more experienced heads in the team. I'm not sure if I count as one of those yet, but yeah, when you're in those games, it's generally kind of a one goal difference. So if you get that goal up, it's about being compact, trying to not give things away, and ultimately manage the game. So I think that's definitely been something that's gone for us. But again, I think, as I said, as you get older, you realize that these games are more and more important and more special, as I guess you get fewer of them in your career. So you have to try to enjoy it as well.
And when it comes to your opponents, Linfield, you don't have to look too far to get footage on how they like to play. You don't need to do too much homework on the players at their disposal.
Yeah, we'll definitely be watching some clips before the game, but obviously they're one of the best teams in the country. It's going to be a massive, massive task, especially at Windsor Park, a massive pitch as well. But all we can do is prepare as best we can and try and give a good account of ourselves.
And fans, of course, can't wait for this, but for players, how much do you get excited, you know, because we think of you all as each game as it comes and all the things that we're used to hearing, but we're all human as well. You must be raring to go, you must kind of nearly be just itching to play.
Yeah, and trying to, I think it's the old cliche of trying to treat it as a normal game and trying to just go about your business as usual. That's what I try to do anyway, because ultimately it is just a game, and if you try to build it up to more than it will be, it may not go very well. So yeah, excited, but trying just to keep a calm head.
It's a sensible approach to take. And could this also be something that helps kick on your season? People wonder, do cup runs distract from the league campaign? But equally, if you were to win it, the momentum you would get from that?
Yeah, it is a double-edged sword in terms of... obviously, to be playing kind of Tuesday, Saturday, and twice a week at this point is a good thing, because it means you're still competing for things, but can take its toll. So I think, regardless of the result, we won't let it define our season. If it goes our way, great. But obviously, Linfield are heavy favourites. So I think for us, it's more about the performance and representing ourselves well. And then what we'll be, will be.
The Score with Michael Clark.
Portadown gaffer Niall Curry with me now, and you look through the history books, Championship teams to get to the final of this competition, Portadown have done it, then it was a team managed by Niall Curry, so it makes sense that it's now Portadown managed by Niall Curry. It's the magic trinity has happened. All ready for the big game?
Yeah, I think so, Michael. We're excited. You know, the town's in great spirits, and we're really, really looking forward to a wonderful occasion. You know, this cup is the exposure of this cup now is getting right up there with the Irish Cup. So, and it's fantastic with Pat McLean and stuff like that there, that the and you see what's going on here tonight. You know, the exposure for the cup is wonderful, and it's become a great day now on a Sunday. We're a great family day for everybody to go and enjoy, and I think it's things are in a good place with this cup, and as I say, it's been a long time from I was in it, but very excited to bring my hometown club there.
And the cup run as well, been very impressive, having to deal with Premiership teams. I mean, it's been a thing you've been doing all season, really, isn't it?
Well, it is, but again, we've been fortunate enough that we had home draws. You know, now I did have to go to Mournview for the semi final, which I thought was, as made my point before about that there. You know, but we've had good draws as well. You know, beating Crusaders at our place and beating Loughall at our place, and again, they were very, very close games. Listen, Crusaders had more of the ball than us. Lock All had more of the ball than us, but we were always a threat, if you know what I mean, Michael. So we've got to try and do that again, obviously, for the cup final. Listen, I think when you're, I think coming to Windsor Park and coming on that pitch there against an elite, and they are the elite, and have an elite manager as well. And I think it's a different ball game compared to any games we've played this season. But you know, here's always hoping, and as I say, if we can be at our very, very best, we're going to have to be at our very, very best, stay in the game and frustrate a wee bit. We know that we can counter attack very, very well, and we can be a threat very well. So yeah, we understand that we're massive underdogs, but listen, I want us to enjoy the day. I want us to play with freedom. I want us to make sure that we give everything we can, and that's all you can do as a manager. Nobody's expecting us to win the trophy. There's no expectations on us winning the trophy. So I think we've got to embrace the occasion, show no fear, and just give it a real go.
And to be back in a major final as well for the club, that's a point of pride that, you know, shouldn't be bypassed. And what do you think about Linfields and all those sorts of questions? Getting there in itself, I don't mean to patronise you, is an achievement.
Oh, absolutely. And I totally agree with that. I think, listen, if you said to me at the start of the season, we'd won the Mid-Ulster Cup, we're in the final of a Bet McLean, we're in the quarter final of the Irish Cup, and we're sitting within striking distance in the league at this time of the year, I'd have broke your arm off, Michael, being absolutely perfectly honest. Now, people are talking about the cup runs having an adverse effect on the league campaign. I think you can do both. It's very, very difficult to do. Unfortunately, now we'll be games behind again, playing catch up in the league with this. But what a swap being in the final of a senior cup and the quarter finals of an Irish Cup and winning a cup? Absolutely not. Not a chance. So we understand the difficulty. The squad's going to be stretched. It's going to be a really tough end of the season with a lot of games. I wouldn't change a thing, Michael. I'm very proud. You know, I think the town's got a wonderful atmosphere. You'll see a red and white at this beautiful ground on Sunday. And listen, let's go and enjoy it.
And for you as well, I think because it's your hometown team, you must put a wee bit extra pressure on yourself, do you, coming into a game like this? Because Portadown, you know, is a club that you love dearly. And I think after last time, a lot of people went, would he go back? Is he right going back? And look at how it's worked out so far.
Well, again, I think... whenever I came back, it was a doom and gloom situation. The atmosphere around the club was near pulled off a miracle last year, keeping the club up. And I still look back at that Dungannon game with massive, massive frustration, because I think if I'd have won that, would have got into the playoffs. But this season's been tough, there's no doubt about it, Michael. But we've had a lot of adversity as well, and people don't understand. You know, people don't say them things. We lost three centre backs. Well, Doogie Wilson out for 4.5 months, Chrissy Rogers SCL, Paddy McAnally took a break from football. So from starting the season well covered, we ended up playing midfielders at centre back. We lost the in my opinion, the best striker in the league for 4 months there. So it's been tough. Our squad has been stretched, you know, but these guys coming in January have unbelievably helped us. Unfortunately, they're not available for the final, which I wish, really, really wish they were. But ultimately, you know, it's been a tough season. But I'm pretty content where we're sitting at the minute, Michael. I think we're in a decent situation. We're going into the cup final, hopefully, you know, on the back of with a really good performance against Ballymallard on Saturday. We've got a cup game coming up, and then, as I say, it's all go, all stations go. We understand the difficulties is going to be here. One thing that I don't think anybody say about me is I certainly am a realist. But you know, see, this is what football's about, Michael. Football's about dreams. Football's about massive upsets against all the odds. And as I've said many times before, if Wimbledon can beat my Liverpool team in an FA Cup final, then there's hope for everybody.
I'm glad from pain there's a light at the end of the tunnel there. You can draw something from that.
Absolutely. No, I think. Listen, I think it. You know, it's this is the beauty of the game. You know, it's David against Goliath, really. You know, sometimes you never know what happens. You know, if we can be, as I've said many times, if we can be at our very, very best, and we'll have to be at our very best, if we can stay in the game for 20, 25 minutes and frustrate them a wee bit, then that changes things as the game goes on. We know how difficult that's going to be. It's easier said than done, but we will have a game plan. We'll do all our due diligence that we possibly can do. But ultimately, where we are going to be slightly reliant on Linfield having a wee off day and us being at our very, very best. And that's just the reality of full-time football against part-time football, point one. And the players that they have are elite, you know. So my motto is just, listen, let's enjoy the day and we'll go for it.
And last question, in terms of enjoying the day and the build-up, is it extra training? Is there anything quirky you do to try and relax people for a cup final? You know, what's your thinking? Because you can over-egg it as well, oh, in a way.
Absolutely. No, I think, listen, I don't like players overthinking things. That's probably, I like to keep things lighthearted as much as I possibly can. We'll do our analysis and stuff like that there as a week. You know, we'll do our Tuesday night training or Thursday night as normal. And we'll do a lovely wee breakfast. We'll set up a breakfast on Saturday morning to go and do an analysis session on Linfield. And I think the more normal we keep everything on the Sunday, the better. I don't want anybody hanging around, stuff like that there, and thinking about overthinking. You know, that's not a good thing for me. So I just think we'll keep it as normal. You know, our problem has been really, Michael, we've been playing 3 games a week. You know, we got beat by Newton there last Tuesday night. I'm sure everybody's heard about it. But that was our something like 8th or 9th game in 16 days. And that's tough going. So, well, you can't overcook now. Our players are in decent physical condition. And we really can't now with the number of games and that we're having. It's not a case of overtraining. There'll be late nights and a lot of rehab stuff going on with the players and trying to get them as fresh as we can. And that'll include that over the next week, you know. So it'll not be a hard Tuesday or hard Thursday. We're working a wee bit of shape on Tuesday and Thursday in regards to how Linfield play. And we'll try and get everybody on Saturday for a nice relaxing day and get a nice scrambled egg and toast from Stephanie. And then we'll all get up on Sunday morning and hope really, really excited for what's going to be a wonderful occasion.
There you go, Portadown fans. Your manager, Niall Curry, giving us his thoughts. And we round up this special programme by hearing from Gary Thompson. And my first question to him, being someone who has been there and done it, been to cup finals, won cup finals, how would he sum up the big day to anyone who hasn't had that experience yet?
You can say, you know, all you want. I think, you know, it's one of them things you just have to find out through experience yourself. If I was giving anybody any advice, it's, you know, all of the media, the fans, you know, it's all noise. The only thing really matters is they're going to have 11, we're going to have 11. And, you know, just play your game, you know, really try and focus on the important things, which is the football and being ready to perform at what we do, we've done from our kids, we do when you're adults, you know. Sometimes I think that's the main thing when you're coming at it the first time, sometimes you can get swept up in all that other stuff. And when you've been through it a few times, you realise that none of it matters if you don't perform.
You're not a social media footballer.
Not at all. No, no, not at all. It's not really my, it's not my bag. So it's not, I do have Twitter just for keeping up to date and things like, but I'm not much of a poster or no Instagram, Facebook, none of that, no.
No selfies?
No selfies, no. The missus can hardly get me to take a photo, no. No, face for radio, mate.
Well, that's been levelled at me plenty of times. It might have been even said already tonight when I walked in. When you look back in that semi-final against Glenhaven, I thought you had an absolutely fabulous game. The entire team, though, really stood up at Moranview Park. I know that your manager had been saying about, you know, how hard it is playing a Premiership team, then playing a Premiership team at their own ground. You're going to have to do that again in the final, of course. But just how pleasing has your run to this final been?
Yeah, it hasn't been an easy, you know, road, obviously, with Crusaders, which is a difficult game. Probably when you're just going to, it was a bit of a free hit. And then, of course, when you win it, you build confidence and you're thinking, maybe we have a chance of getting luck all win. And then the big one was really the derby, obviously, because we took a big crowd that night. And with that comes a bit of expectation, you know, albeit, you know, their Premiership team and whatever. You're falling out of stand, you know. You've a duty to try and do your best for them, and especially in a local derby. And I thought we'd perform well in the night. And against these better teams, the main thing is performing, and when you do that, you give yourself a chance to win. And obviously, Maisie stuck in the penalty, which got us here. So, yeah.
Does it get any easier? I don't mean necessarily the actual playing of a match, but just coming into a game and feeling relaxed and not overthinking things or overcomplicating things. Naturally, just the more you do it.
Not 100%, to be honest. I would be lying. I'll tell you any other way. You know, I remember a long time ago when we got into the final with Lisburn Distillery, the Thursday before the final, Tommy said, good luck sleeping tomorrow night. Tommy Reid it was, and I didn't understand what he meant. And then on Friday night, I soon became aware that I hardly got a wink of sleep. And, you know, I was drained coming the match day, you know. So, fortunately, we won. But, so, yeah, you learn from them. And now, yeah, listen, it's not to say you don't get nervous or whatever, but them big games, you nearly look forward to them rather than, you know, being worried about them. You know, you get to my age, you realise it's a game of football. There's far more stressful things to be doing than playing football in front of a big crowd. So, yeah, no, with experience definitely comes that grounding of, you know, what's important, really.
And do you ever look over your winners' medals? Obviously, you won this competition with Ballymena as well.
No, I can't say I do, to be honest with you. They're down at my dad's house. He takes great pride in, you know, having them and stuff. And no, I've great memories, you know. But to be honest, the medals are nice, but the memories are better. Like, you know, them nights they're special. A bit like a Morneview game, you know, gives you a buzz that nothing else gives you, you know. And obviously at the back end of my career, coming to Portadown in the championship, this probably wasn't on the agenda. And you know, you have that big win and you're just, you know, you don't know how many times you're going to get it again, but it's an incredible buzz, yeah.
This Portadown season is nearly the perfect analogy for football in itself, because there have been real low points and there have been massive highs. And at the end of the season, you could be looking at a couple of winners' medals and life in the Premiership again. You know, that who knows what can happen in football, and isn't that just kind of how it goes, really? You just have to ride it all out.
Yeah, like you say, it probably sums it all up in a season. It's been a roller coaster. There's been, like I say, you have the euphoria of the Glavin game where you're buzzing for a couple of days, and then we've had moments, you know, where you think, what am I still doing? You know what I mean? And that's just the reality of it. But I think the moments, that's when you find out about yourself, and, you know, you find out what type of character you are and what type of characters in your changing room. And the season's all set for us now, you know. Ultimately, if you'd have told us we're in a fighting chance in the league and two cup competitions, obviously having already won them at Ulster as well, you'd have put their hands off. So the pressure's on the league. We understand that, you know, this club's desperate to go back up, and we're desperate to take them back up. But yeah, like I say, we're still in there. There's 9 games to go, and really it's at the business end now, so it's time to perform.
And lastly, talk to me about your teammates this season. I know there's been January additions, and well, bore everyone with the details of eligibility for the cup final and all the rest of it, but in a more general sense, what's your reading on this group of players?
Yeah, I think the first half of the season, you know, we had really good moments. But I think come the December time, the squad was stretched. You know, we've had a couple of real bad injuries. Paul McElroy was a big miss, obviously, sort of your main man up front. And Chrissy Rogers, ACL. So we've had injuries. Then in January, we were able to, you know, the manager obviously made some good signings. And then we've just, again, you bring it up next Sunday, they're obviously not going to be available, and we're probably looking to the, not the old guard, but the boys that were at the boys that have got us here. So it's a great group of lads to play for. I suppose we say that every year, no matter who you're playing with.
They're horrible, we hate them.
It's
yeah.
A football cliche, isn't it, really? But like I say, they're a good group, and hopefully we can come and do ourselves justice.
The Score with Michael Clark.
Well, that is us at the end of the programme. Before I let you go, a reminder, there are matches taking place this weekend in the Premiership. Ballymena United are against Crusaders at the Showgrounds. Carrick Rangers play host to Newry City. Coleraine face Larne. That's an interesting one with the Bansiders on a better run at the moment. Will there be a difficult day out for league leaders Larne? With Linfield not in league action, of course. Glenavon take on Dungannon Swifts at Morneview. Whilst at the Oval, it is Glentoran versus Loughall. The other bit of news this week was the Irish Cup semi-finals. The venues being confirmed. The Friday night match, Good Friday, Glen Torren versus Linfield at, after a toss of the coin, the Oval. The other semi-final between Cliftonville and Larne will be a Saturday evening game, and it is at Windsor Park. So very, very exciting times in that competition. Very exciting times in the League Cup final. Let us know who you think is going to win. Let us know your predictions on it. And you can join in the poll on our social media now over on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. But from me and from the team, all that is left to say is enjoy your weekend of sports. Bye-bye.